Hey, Warwick.
Hey, Michaela.
So we're sitting in the park today.
We are.
Being one with nature.
Yep.
And I thought that I would ask you, seeing as we're sitting under a big tree, have you ever had any, you know, good luck from a bird before?
Well, it was kind of good luck, if you believe that, because it did crap on me. But it was kind of bad luck because I was eating at the time and I didn't actually know that it crapped on me. So I just, I wondered what the wet stuff was. And it was.
Did you eat the wet stuff on the food?
Well, that was the bad luck part, was that I actually didn't know. I couldn't be sure, so I may have ingested some.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership, so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
So welcome to the Tradies Business Show on location again. We haven't done one of these for a while, Michaela.
No, we do need to get out and about more, I think.
Probably not a good idea to sit under these big trees, though. I'm a bit nervous about my last experience.
I will
not eating.
Wet my pants if a bird shits on you as we're recording, because that would just be hilarious.
Well, I'm not eating, so at least I'm not going to ingest it again. But we're sitting in the park. Why are we sitting in the park anyway?
Because we just do nothing and we tell our partners we're really busy all day. But
and here we are on the beautiful grass under a shady, I think this is a leopard tree. But can probably hear the train in the background.
We did decide to get out of our normal surrounds today and have a little bit of a strategy day.
Yeah. So we're out in the sunshine, or the shade actually, because it's damn hot here in Queensland. But it just changes the environment a bit and gets us to think a little differently. I probably still drink just as much coffee, but we've been sitting down actually mapping out our strategy for the show that you're listening to for 2016, and we've got some big plans afoot, Michaela. I'm pretty pumped about what we've come up with.
I am too, and I think our listeners will be surprised that, A, we actually are putting pre-thought into what we're going to do with the show next year.
It's not just a random collection of musings on air.
That's right, but we've got lots of good ideas, and we think our listeners are going to love all the value they're going to get. So excited about all that for next year. Expect the big first quarter, so let's see how we go, hey?
Absolutely. But to give you some perspective as a listener of the show, we have spent an inordinate amount of time together today, but we've invested about 6 hours today into maybe a little longer actually, but about 5 or 6 hours today.
We have had a few food breaks, so make sure you keep up the sugar in your planning sessions,
or
people.
Or you could not eat sugar and actually have, you know, good quality clean food, but whatever your thing is, mine's coffee, is to have regular breaks. But I mean, we even had conversation during our meal breaks, and I'm really liking what we've come up with. And what we wanted to talk to you about as a listener to the show today is the importance of actually doing this and how I think a lot of people avoid this, and I know I probably do as well, because it feels a little indulgent and perhaps unproductive. I mean, I didn't create anything today. We are doing a podcast episode, so really we're creating something, but I didn't make any money today is the fear that a lot of us have about doing this sort of a planning session.
Yeah, but it's really a long-term play, isn't it? So
totally.
It's going to make us more money next year. But how do we know where we're going if we don't sort of map it out a little bit? And this time of year, coming towards the end of the year, you're going to hear all sorts of people talking about strategies and planning. If you haven't had the year you wanted, and make sure you get the year ahead. But it is really important message to actually take some time out and actually go, you know, what do I want in my business, and how am I going to get there?
Yep.
And, you know, I am in an accountability group with a lady that makes a large amount of money from something that you wouldn't think you'd make money out of. And she only works for herself. And she sent me her agenda for a two-day retreat. She actually takes herself off-site, away from her family. She works for herself from home and actually goes to a retreat. And she actually did a two-day agenda, including when she would pack, where she would eat dinner, what time.
Wow.
So you honestly looked at it and think there was 100 people coming to this conference. But she did it for just herself. But it just shows the level of planning that she does to have some success. So it really made us think about what we should do in our planning day. And so we thought we'd talk about what we did, how we put it together, and what the outcomes were to help our listeners out there do their own planning days.
And really, she's approached that like a big business, even though it's just her. If you looked at any larger business, a large corporate, they have these planning days for a reason, because they have lots of moving parts, they have big goals to be met, they're accountable to shareholders or a number of owners or partners. And so to not do that because it's just you and you think, well, I'm the one who's in charge, or, you know, the only person I answer to is myself.
Or the wife.
Yeah, well, that's a good reason to do a planning day. certainly the retreat, perhaps. But that's even more of a reason, I believe, to do this, because it's easy to fall into that, maybe laziness, but perhaps just avoidance of doing that planning, because it is just you. So, and I think the value is more... There's more value in doing it as a sole trader, because I know just sitting there with our stuff today, Michaela, some of the great ideas that have come out of that already, where we've made contact with some great alliances and potential guests, because we actually sat down and put the time into planning and looking at, okay, well, what do we want to achieve? What direction do we want to take the show and the whole Tradies Business Network in? And so already there's some great implementation come out of the back of that.
Mm. And so I guess the starting point is, you know, definitely set a day and a time off-site, so not in your normal working environment.
Yeah.
And also put together an agenda.
Yep.
But do it, like, so we did ours a week ahead, because what that does is actually go, okay, what do I want to think about? Put that agenda together. And over the last week, you know, we've been subconsciously thinking about things that we want to bring up and ideas and all that kind of stuff. So we were ready. By the time we got to the day, even though Warwick was late and I said, get there 10 minutes early to get your coffee before the starting time, he was 37 minutes late, but we won't dwell on that.
Oh, steady on. It wasn't that many.
But already we knew what we were going to talk about. So we weren't wasting time sitting there saying, oh, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, we actually had a proper agenda and went through it, so we were productive as we could be in our planning.
Yeah. So having an agenda, good start. Doing it in an environment away from the normal office, or don't do it at the kitchen table if that's where you often do paperwork, or if there's distractions. And that's why getting away, I mean, you don't have to spend $1 million on a retreat or anything like that.
Wish we did.
Yeah, we've taken the...
cost-effective
the budget option. Sitting on the grass in the park. But whatever it is, you know, go sit in the park or do it up the beach or something. But just get out of your normal environment. Maybe, you know, scab a mate's office, or ask your accountant if you can use their boardroom and put on a different shirt for the day. Like, just get a bit creative with your environment. And then the next thing would be some of the key elements to what to cover. And the obvious starting point, but maybe not obvious, is what you desire for the coming period, whether that's year, 5 years, whatever. But actually start thinking about, well, what the hell do I want next year? And it often starts personally, and it pretty much did for us, of what we desire personally for the coming year. Now, it's not just income. It's about flexibility, time, even, you know, locations. I know, Michaela, we're talking about some exciting initiatives that will probably see us traveling a bit next year. And so it's possible for us to build that into our business model.
So I have to spend more time with you next year, is that what you're saying?
In confined quarters. Just don't let me eat any gluten. It starts with those desires and articulating and writing down, well, what do I want for, say, the coming year? And once you've got a bit of clarity on that, then you can swat a bug sitting in the park. Michaela's getting very close to nature here. Just got spider. We're sitting still long enough.
On my arm.
Spiders are starting to build nests on you. But once you've got your desires reasonably well mapped out, what would be, I guess, the next step?
Yeah, and it's also looking, okay, what's your ideal business? You know, if you could create the business that you always wanted,
yep.
What does that look like with your desires? And then actually trying to build a model around that.
Yep.
So looking at what's your ideal business model and seeing how you can shape that. And from there, certainly getting back to setting some goals,
mm-hmm.
which we've done episodes in the past about how to set achievable, detailed, measurable goals. And that, again, it can be revenue or it can be team size or whatever you want to get in your business, and actually talking through those goals and setting them up for the period that you're talking about.
Hmm. It could even be that you just want to maintain stability of your current income. But, you know, we've had a past guest on the show who I chatted to recently, 12 months on, and we're going to get him on the show again if he agrees to it. But, you know, his goal now is to actually maintain his income and just pull back his work hours. And he's doing that to quite a large extent. So it's not necessarily about making more money and having Ferraris and everything. If that's your thing, that's fine. But just think about what do you really want, and the business model is a big part of that. So that's, you know, for this guy, he's going to need staff or team to continue to work effectively and work without supervision and management from him, which means he's got to have more systems in place and all that sort of stuff. So that then points him in the direction of what are the strategies he needs to work on. And I guess that's the next phase of that planning, Michaela, is to then start talking about the actual strategy. So how do we build this business, how do we move towards that model and still achieve those goals?
That's right. And then it's a process of looking at those strategies and then saying, and looking at timing, you know, when can we achieve each of these strategies by? Sometimes things get crossed off the list because they're just not, it's not going to have time, or it's just not right in the end. But actually then plotting out, you know, by month or quarter or however you want to operate it, you know, what is your core focus for that month? Who's going to do it and how are you going to get there? So it's looking at each of those strategies, what needs to be done, and then actually committing a time frame to them.
Yeah. One of the things that I'll share that I've actually found a little different today to how I've normally done this exercise, and I have done it in the past, not frequent enough, I'll admit to that. But the thing for me was actually coming up with two different kinds of lists. We love technology here at the Tradies Business Show, and one of us is better at using it than the other one. And I love apps and everything, but I tend not to use them. I install them. I have the greatest of intentions, but I don't necessarily look at them often enough to make them useful.
I've never met anyone that starts so many apps and never finishes using them.
I'm a starter. That's interesting to share, isn't it? Anyway, so I ditched a couple of apps today, and you and I agreed on just focusing on using a couple of tools. Now, whether you still choose to use a piece of paper or actually use an app like Wunderlist or, you know, a CRM like Capsule or any of those tools that are out there, there are some great tools to make this a bit easier. But the thing for me is having two categories. One was for ideas. I'm great for ideas. I'm the creator. I'm the ideas guy. I'm always coming up with new stuff that I want to try. And so it's really good to capture that. And we're going to use Wunderlist. So I think we can share that with everybody. It's a free app. So it's pretty cool. If you haven't seen Wunderlist, check it out. But having a list for all the ideas, you know, ideas of guests for the show and different creative ideas and partnerships and that sort of stuff. But then having a more focused list of actions and making sure that the conversation always shifts to, okay, well, what's the action out of that and what's the due date? And having a commitment to, for the first quarter of next year, for example, for us, of what are the specific actions that need to be undertaken that move us towards those broader goals.
That's right. And I think the important thing is we have tried this before, but we made the mistake of not actually making them accountable by putting who's doing them or due dates.
Yep.
So there was just this very long list that never got emptied. So I actually deleted all that list and we started again with a new rule now. Anything in the actions bucket needs to have an allocation of who's doing it and a time frame.
Mm.
So that, you know, it helps each of us in our planning when we review what we want to do for the day, but also holding each other accountable as well, which is so important. So we actually do start to tick off some of these goals and plans that we have.
And I don't think I'm that different to you listening to the show, that I have lists and sometimes I look at them. Often I look at them and feel overwhelmed. Sometimes I just forget to look at the list and I sit down with 5 minutes and I think, righto, what do I do now? And I think of the next thing that comes to mind to tackle, and it's not necessarily what's on the list. And having those detailed, tight lists with an allocation of a name and a due date actually means I don't have to think so much or be as stressed about everything I've got to do, because all I've got to do is click on the thing and say, all right, what's due in the next 48 hours? Just focus on that.
Yeah, and that what will help you do too is be much more aware and present in what you're currently doing, because your mind's not chattering with other stuff of what have I forgotten to do or what I should be doing. So what you'll find is that, you know, you'll be much more productive in the time that you have. You're much more present and aware of what you're doing. You'll also end up getting more stuff done, and it's just much more effective use of your time.
Yep. So that all sounds pretty easy and straightforward.
So obviously, let's check in next week to see if we're still doing it, because it's only been an hour.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you do the planning, you come up with your goals, your strategies, your action lists. A really key component that tends to get missed is the review of it, weekly, monthly, quarterly. So constantly reviewing not just the lists but also the strategies. Are they still valid? Are they working? And also reviewing the goals and the desires to make sure that they are still what you want to achieve, because I know what I desired a year or two ago has changed somewhat to now. So that constant review is really important, and it's an opportunity just to check in and see how we're going. You know, is what we're doing actually working?
And I think it's especially important if you are in a partnership, when it's not just yourself, whether it's with a family member, husband, wife, or, you know, just a straight business partner, to make sure that you're both on the same path, that you both want the same things, that your goals and desires are in line with each other. Because if they're not, it's never going to work. And luckily, you just agree with me all the time. So
I know my place in this partnership.
But we both want a certain lifestyle and business, and luckily we're going towards that.
Yep. So hopefully that's given you some insight into planning and why you should do it. I mean, it's a bit of us getting an attack of the shoulds. You should be doing planning. But I do see this with so many tradies in businesses. This feels like a luxury, and you know, it's not productive, because you could be billing $88 an hour or whatever your trade is, and to take 3 or 4 hours. I mean, it doesn't have to be a whole day like we've put into this, but I've got to tell you that the more you honor this process and get serious about it and set aside the time, the more you actually put into it. Because for me to take a whole day out is a day that I'm not doing other what I would consider, I guess, productive tasks. So I'm going to give this the attention that it deserves, because I've taken the time out of my week.
That's it. And what we'll do is we'll put together a framework of what we've done, a little workbook maybe to help you start the planning process and get ready for the day, and see how we've done it and what we've used. So if you just head to the Tradies Business Show, look at the latest episode, and we'll have that there to download.
Awesome. Well, hope that was valuable. We're going to go and pick the ants and the spiders and wipe the bird poop off us now. Hit the website, tradiesbusinessshow.com. We'll put some of the notes and resources up there in the show notes for today. And if you've got some feedback for us about planning, business planning, is it a good idea, bad idea? Go and share that with us on the Facebook page. Just look for Tradies Business Show. Share your thoughts there, and we might reply.
Well, we survived. No bird poop.
No. There are some interesting people in the park here, though. And there's a picnic rug that looks like it's been over there for about 6 months. So I think someone's been sleeping on that. But anywho, thanks for joining us. And until next episode,
bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.